Max was back in his seat and the lesson was about to begin. Just before Max closed the bag zip, Clample scuttled out of the bag. He was so determined to expand himself and exit Clample's tiny world. He took the whole day walking back home with his microscopic steps. The entire way, Max, Jake, and Greg's voice was ringing in his head. He still didn't understand why they said something so rude and mean. He tried forgetting about it, but finally, he reached home. When he sneaked under the door of his own house, he saw three policemen and two police dogs examining his possessions. A few minutes away, his mum and dad were crying. He was a little confused at first, but soon realized what had happened. Everyone was looking for him.